ladies and gentlemen. My name is Azora. Welcome back to, well, Game Read of the Gameway. Yeah, it's been a while.
Oh Lord, it's been so long.
It's the other thing that's happened since the last episode of Game Read of the Gameway. It's been kind of dormant for the past last year. I haven't uploaded, but since that period of time, I have finally done a lot of things. I'm not going to be learning that. I want some radiation from my school, which I'm not going to finish up last one of the final season. I am now 15 now. I have a very good birthday to me. And, well, a lot of things are happening. But right now, we are talking about how I'm older and how fun vacation is a great thing. We're talking about, you guessed it, video games. Today, we're reviewing Creature in the Well. This game was developed by someone at the main world. It was released for Nintendo Switch, PlayStation 4, for Xbox One, and Microsoft Windows. This game is according to Google, a puzzle hack and slash dungeon crawler game made by, once again, I forgot the name of it, I had it in my head a second ago. This was played on the PC at medium settings. This game is really, really good. You play as a robot engineer named, I forgot the name of it already, and he tries to go through an old factory reactor robots that were once engineered for were never used after they couldn't be human beings. This game is a lot of fun. It's mainly a puzzle game. There's a lot more puzzle aspects. I mean, there's a hack and slash bit to it, but it's mostly just, you know, puzzle gameplay. If you're into puzzle games and you want a good soundtrack and a beautiful design, I forgot to mention the look of the game. The game is entirely cel-shaded. And the music is amazing. It's on my top list of games with great music, aka Unravel 2, Night in the Woods, and this video and Creature in the Well. If you want to get this on PC, it's available on Steam, the Epic Game Store. I highly recommend you check this game out. It's so good, and it will waste you a lot of time. According to Google, this game will bring you to 6 to 8 hours of gameplay, which I think is really good for this nice little puzzle gem. If you want to support the developers, once again, I highly recommend you go and buy the game. Don't pirate it, because I'll come for you. And if you want to, you're excited to see the final season of Game Read of the Gameway. I hope you do, because this series has been going on for a while now, aka this is the third and final season. But hey, after this season is done, I will start a new podcast talking about what happened in times where I wasn't actually on the show doing stuff. There was many planned things I couldn't do, many other things. I'm just glad to finally be done with this, so I don't have to have that feeling in the back of my mind. It's like, oh, what's this? You haven't made a new episode of Gateway to the Gameway in a year now? Boy, you're such a bad person. But yeah, hope you have a nice night, and see you, and stay safe.